The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 7th. Want to know about a search for Americans kidnapped in Mexico and why some Border Patrol agents are being moved to the northern border? Also, more snow on the way in what could turn out to be one of the snowiest winters on record for some parts of the U.S. Plus, Microsoft is taking yet another big step in its business using artificial intelligence. Which daytime talk show is saying goodbye after nearly two decades? And the not one, but two different holidays being celebrated today. Those stories and more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Unfortunately, we start today with an urgent search for four Americans kidnapped in Mexico. Officials say they traveled to Mexico last week to get health care, but got caught in a deadly shootout in the city of Matamoros, just across the border from Brownsville, Texas. Then they got kidnapped by heavily armed men who threw them in the back of a pickup truck. Videos of their abduction have been posted on social media. This is just one of many shootouts that have happened in Matamoros recently. The U.S. State Department warns Americans not to travel to that part of Mexico, since it's home to the powerful Gulf drug cartel. But it's a busy crossing point for people who want to travel deeper into Mexico. Others go for doctor's appointments, shopping, or to see family. In this case, both the Mexican and American governments are investigating the assault and kidnapping. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the Americans' safe return and for the kidnappers' arrests. A couple dozen American Border Patrol agents are getting moved from the southern border to the northern border this week. It comes as the number of people migrating from Canada into the U.S. is rising. Customs and Border Patrol data show there were 42,000 crossings from Canada to the U.S. in the last 3 months of 2022. One sector saw a nearly 850% increase in encounters compared to the same time period of 2021. They're not Canadians trying to enter the U.S., though. Customs and Border Patrol says most of them are people from Mexico who fly into Canada in hopes of coming to the U.S. Others are mostly coming from Haiti or Guatemala. NBC News says they are less likely to be turned back at the northern border than the southern border, so for many of them, it's worth the $350 plane ticket. But border officials say they run a huge risk, especially this time of year when sub-zero temperatures are common up north. So on top of sending more agents to deter migrants, they're warning them not to make the journey in the first place. Months of protests came to a head this week at the construction site of a new police training center. Officers say dozens of people in masks attacked the site near Atlanta, Georgia, with large rocks, bricks, Molotov cocktails, and fireworks. A fire broke out and heavy smoke could be seen for miles. Some images on social media show heavy equipment up in flames. 35 people ended up being arrested, most for domestic terrorism charges. But this is just one of a few clashes that have happened there over the last few months. Protesters have been against the new police training center that they've been calling Cop City. It includes a shooting range, burn building, and more. Some have been rallying against the militarization of police. Some say they have environmental concerns. And others oppose corporations who they see as helping fund the project through donations. This has already been the scene of a deadly shooting when police shot and killed an environmental activist during a raid. Police say the activists attacked them, but other activists say that's not true. Now, there's been another especially violent incident, and the Atlanta police chief said the incident this week marked a significant escalation. He says it wasn't just about the training center, but, quote, this was about anarchy. Still, officials say construction will continue, and more protests are being planned in the coming days. A stampede right after a concert in upstate New York has left two people dead and several others hurt. It happened in Rochester late Sunday night. The concert, featuring Grammy-nominated rapper Glorilla, had just ended and concertgoers were leaving. Rochester police say reports of gunfire may have caused the crowd to panic and start rushing toward the exit. Though police say they never actually found evidence anyone fired a gun or was shot. That instead it was the panic and the trampling each other that seemed to cause all the injuries. The city is still investigating the cause, including whether the venue followed proper safety measures. Musician Glorilla wrote on Twitter late last night that she's devastated and heartbroken, adding that, quote, "My fans mean the world to me, praying for their families and for a speedy recovery of everyone affected." Yet another winter storm is moving across the country this week, and it's adding to what's already been one of the snowiest winters on record for parts of the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest. Today, it's expected to produce some mountain snow in the Northwest and light snow in the Dakotas. Then tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, things are expected to get more intense from the Dakotas to the Great Lakes. The Weather Channel says this week's snowfall will likely make this season one of the top 10 snowiest winters in history for the Minneapolis areas, among others. And by the way, another winter storm could be coming for the West Coast later this week with heavy rain and mountain snow in California in the same areas that are still digging out from the last rounds of snow. But that system is still a few days out, so things could change. Stay tuned. More news is still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. I'm guessing one of the things you appreciate about this podcast is that you get a lot of news in a short amount of time, because I know we're all busy. Well, Green Chef allows you to eat well without having to think about what's for dinner every night or getting all the ingredients at the grocery store. Instead, Green Chef's pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices make keeping a healthy lifestyle even easier. My husband and I recently made chicken with garlic charred rice with apricot pan sauce and roasted almonds. It was truly delicious, nutritious, and felt kind of fancy. Yet we made everything start to finish within 30 minutes. Or Green Chef now even offers 10-minute lunches. You can listen to this podcast while you make it, and your lunch will be ready by the time you get your news. By the way, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. Go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, simply go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. New data out this week is drawing attention to a trend among young adults in the U.S. that health experts want to reverse. Obesity and diabetes rates are going up. The American Medical Association published a new study that looked at about 13,000 people between the ages of 22 and 44 years old from the year 2009 to 2020. It says in that time, obesity rates went up about 41%, and diabetes rates went up to more than 4% just among younger adults. The study says, with that, the generation could face a higher risk of prematurely dying from things like heart attacks, strokes, or heart failure. It also noted some differences among racial and ethnic groups. For example, researchers say Black and Mexican Americans especially saw a spike in diabetes rates. They blame high sodium and ultra-processed foods on top of some socioeconomic barriers that could make it harder to access healthy foods. So study authors say it's time to step up public health efforts to focus on preventing these issues. They suggest campaigns targeted specifically to the people most at risk, green spaces and communities that encourage exercise, and screening younger age groups for diabetes, among other things. So Weight Watchers is moving beyond just food tracking and lifestyle changes now. It's also going to start offering customers some medical interventions. Weight Watchers' parent company, WW International, is buying the digital health company Sequence. It's a subscription service that offers telehealth visits with doctors who can prescribe medications for weight loss or diabetes. So Weight Watchers is planning to promote those services to its members. Then it will create special programs for people who decide to use weight loss drugs, so they also focus on nutrition and behavior changes. This deal is worth $106 million, and it's expected to close in the next few months. Microsoft is taking its artificial intelligence technology and retrofitting it for the business world. This week, the software giant unveiled a new AI assistant called Dynamics 365 Copilot. It's specifically for applications that handle sales, marketing, or customer service. It can draft chat and email answers to customer service questions. It can help marketers come up with customer categories to target and give them ideas on how to target them. And it can write product listings for e-commerce. The company is going up against major players in the space like Salesforce and Oracle. And now hundreds of early customers are trying it out now. Well, this comes after Microsoft made a multi-billion dollar investment earlier this year in OpenAI, which is behind ChatGPT. And with that, Microsoft gave AI makeovers to Bing Search, Teams corporate conferencing software, and more. And it's planning another set of AI-focused announcements later this month. Another long-standing daytime talk show is coming to an end this year. The Rachel Ray Show is calling it quits after 17 seasons. In that time, Ray has taken part in a lot of cooking, celebrity interviews, makeover segments, and musical performances, Plus, the show received 3 Daytime Emmys. But now Ray has decided to step away from the camera and start a new production company called Free Food Studios, where Ray says she'll introduce and develop new talent. This is just the latest in a string of big daytime TV changes. Dr. Phil, Judge Mathis, and the People's Court are also set to wrap up this season. The last year also brought an end to The Ellen DeGeneres Show, The Wendy Williams Show, Maury, The Real, and more. Still, there will be at least a couple of big names sticking around. Both The Kelly Clarkson Show and The Drew Barrymore Show have been renewed. Today marks the start of the Hindu festival Holi, also known as the Festival of Colors. Millions of people in India and other parts of the world will celebrate the start of spring, along with love, happiness, and the triumph of good over evil. Holi's signature tradition is seen through people of all ages taking to the streets to smear colorful powders on each other, along with singing and dancing. Also this week, the Jewish holiday of Purim started last night at sundown. Purim celebrates the story of Queen Esther of Persia. Jewish communities celebrate the holiday with big feasts, costumes, and gifts to the less fortunate. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Indeed. Hiring is one of the most important things we can do as business owners, and finding the right tools to help out can go a long way. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. If you hate waiting, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. I know when I've had to hire, it feels like I needed to move fast and not waste any time. Well, turns out finding great talent does not have to be a second job. You can reclaim your time and find top talent fast with Indeed. And now with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that meet your criteria. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, who was the first gymnast to get a perfect 10 score? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. Simply sign up to get it at thenewsworthy.com/email or find the link in today's episode notes. As for last week's trivia question, how many teeth do most adult humans have? The answer is 32. They include incisors, canines, premolars, and molars. And the CDC says all of them are important to help you chew and digest your meals. Throughout your life, though, you'll likely have a total of 52 teeth. That's because before you get your adult teeth, children get 20 baby teeth, 10 on the top and 10 on bottom. Usually, they all come in before kids turn 3, and then they start to fall out and get replaced by permanent adult teeth at about age 6. Though dentists will point out whether they're baby teeth or adult teeth, they need to be properly cared for. Well, thank you so much for listening today. Support the show and get your news without any ads or interruptions by becoming a Newsworthy Insider. You can sign up and learn more at thenewsworthy.com/insider. You can even get a free 7-day trial. All right, we'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.